This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today on the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Impeachment hoax, the hearings, and I use my finger quotes. This is a game of who can last the longest, but I don't want to get into that right now. What I want to begin with is something my youngest son mentioned to me. He texted me this from school, and he says, "Dad, what are your thoughts on nationalism?" And I said, "Nationalism is a good thing." And I already knew where we were headed here because I know. And look, he goes to school in an amazing school district, very conservative. I could go on. All my sons have always been raised in conservative public schools. I believe that if you're a good parent and you're doing your job, your kids will learn and they will be fine in life and they can be in a decent public school. I'm not saying that's across the board, because some of these schools are horrible. But you can survive in these schools if you do things the right way. Anyway, he's in a good public school. And he texts me and he says, "Dad, what do you think about nationalism?" I said, "It's a great thing." I go, and I text him back. I said, "Who do we cheer for in the Olympics? The other countries, or do we cheer for America?" And he goes, "Yeah, I had a feeling that was you." He goes, "But what about the KKK? And I said, "The KKK is not a nationalist movement." I said, "The KKK is a Democrat organization that was meant to intimidate black folks, and they put it under the guise of nationalism because that's how somebody wants to ruin it for you." So he became dogmatic at his school. Teachers were talking about nationalism. He's like, "Nationalism is a good thing. It is a belief in America, blah, blah, blah." No country on the planet that wants to be considered significant is going to say, "Oh, we don't really care about ourselves. Let's abandon this concept of nationalism and let's go to globalism." Oh, they'll fake it. They'll fake being global. Canada faked being global. France faked being global with, you know, Trudeau and Macron, but in fact, they're nationalist. And the only way you can destroy nationalism is if you bring in an influx of people who don't give a crap about your country. Then you can destroy nationalism. And what they were trying to do with my son is make him believe that if you're a nationalist, you believe in the Klan. And I said, "Look, the people that are in the KKK are deranged. They have this idea of white superiority. But if you go back and you ask yourself, how did they get there? What got them to a way of thinking to say, you know what, I'm just disgusted with how this country is going because we've allowed blankety, 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 blank." It wasn't born of just a hatred of other people. It was born, and I'm not defending them by any means. I mean, I think they're ignorant. Because if you can't understand, you know, the issues, then you'll become a radical. I'm not going to be a radical. Look, I have a firm understanding of how wrong the left are, how wrong Democrats are. I don't hate them. I hate their actions much of the time. Impeachment's a perfect example. Democrats are so dogmatic in being against you and against the person that you elected president. This would be President Donald Trump. That they don't care about laws. They don't care. As far as they're concerned, if they could lynch every one of us, they would do it. Let me say this about conservatives. There is nothing that these clowns would do that makes me want to lynch them. They're idiots. I get it. But I don't want to lynch them. See, that level of fanaticism is what the left breeds. They breed Antifa. They breed Black Lives Matter. They breed the KKK. Then they don't want to take credit for it. They guise it under, "Look at those conservatives who love the country, who follow the Constitution, who follow the rule of law, who believe in nationalism, who believe in the greatest country in the world." That's what we live in. We live in the greatest country in the world, a country ruled by laws, a country where people actually follow the laws, a country that has overcome every problem that you've given it. Oh, you're a racist country. Okay, I give you a black president, the leader of the country. And what does he do? He demonstrates more racism than every white president before him. Most racist president. I'm talking more racist than Andrew Johnson. Oh, he was slicker about it, but more racist. What is it with the Democrats that they don't want you to be proud? Look, I'll use me as an example. One of my friends called me, says, Kevin, he goes, man, he goes, your reputation on, when you Google you, it comes up Fox News, fired from Fox News, and people do the research. And, you know, he goes, I'm sure there are people that don't want to associate with you for that. And I said, really? I said, he goes, you ought to get one of these reputation services to clean it up. And I go, okay, great. So they moved me from page 1 to page 16. It's still the same person. He was telling me one of his donors was a little skeptical. I said, okay, great. So how have I treated you? How have we worked? He goes, man, you're amazing. He goes, I mean, I'm not even exaggerating this a bit. He's like, Kev, you are true blue. I go, then that's what you need to convey to your donor. That's what you need to convey. I'm not worried about what pops up on page 1. If you know who I am and you know I'm the guy that's going to fight for you and bail you out of jail and be there regardless when your reputation is sullied, I'm not going to walk away from you. Don't you think you ought to be bringing these people into your life? We chase away nationalists. We chase away people that are true blue, that are down for the cause. All because somebody goes, that's a bad word. Kevin was fired from Fox. He called lying skanks, lying skanks. He actually told the truth. Oh, the horror. Look, I don't have any regrets over any of that. And I've said this many times. If I told the line, if I were just going to be the guy that you know, where the water didn't ripple, I'd probably be I might be a billionaire. Honestly, I have the intellect. I have the personality. I mean, for the most part. But I'm not going to. My friend at the end of it, he chuckled. He goes, Kev, he goes, man, that's what I love about you. He goes, you're a person of principle. He's telling me, my fat cat donor wants to support you, but clean up your... I'm saying, I don't really care. I don't need that person's money if they're like, well, if he'll only do this, then it'll be fine. Well, listen, nationalists, if you only capitulate and not love America, then maybe the left will want to get along with you, huh? What do you think? We got a lot to talk. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime. The Democrats, it was probably a good move to do this whole impeachment stuff, because if they had to talk about the economy and didn't have the impeachment to talk about, they really want to focus on impeachment for the next couple of weeks, I would say. That's what I would do.
I don't know. I mean,
but sooner or later, if they're going to run out of that. Anyway.
As I said, tons to talk about today. I alluded earlier about impeachment hoax, and it's a game of who can survive the longest. And let me tell you, that was CNBC. That clip we just played was from CNBC. And they can't, all these financial channels, guess what they can't ignore? They can't ignore the numbers. They have to bring it up. Now, don't misunderstand me, folks. These leftist brain-dead morons are not listening mostly to CNBC. They're not concerned about their money in other than, I have it in a 401k and it's growing. But let me tell you, what happens is here, and what these guys are alluding to, is this is infused in the culture. Your check is getting bigger. Your 401k is growing, whether you like it or not. And while somebody's beating up on your president, President Trump, their portfolios are growing. They are getting raises at jobs. They are taking vacations. They're looking forward to the Christmas shopping season. And don't misunderstand me. There are people out there who are reckless with their money. They're spending money left and right, crazy, going willy-nilly. And they aren't going to survive. You know, there's going to be the destitute and the people who aren't eating and can't get Christmas. And we're going to hear all the horror stories about how bad it is. But let me tell you something. You can't hide this. You can't hide your lying eyes. I ain't trying to go all eagles on you, but in your smile is a thin disguise. You can't hide your lying eyes. Who can survive the longest? Let me tell you who's going to out-survive them. The United States economy, ergo Donald Trump, ergo the 63 million plus who voted for him, ergo the 66 million who will vote for him in 2020. That's who's going to out-survive this whole thing. Impeachment hoax. The Democrats are going to string this out as long as they possibly can. And as I have predicted, I say Nancy Pelosi isn't going to take this to a vote. She's playing it out. You really want to hear the clips of these people going, where are the witnesses? You're bringing in a bunch of lawyers who got a bunch of hearsay. People are not as stupid in America as they think. I've already said it. CNBC alluded to it. You can't let Trump's real picture emerge because it would be devastating. Let me put this a different way. Let me help you. If Barack Obama had performed like Donald Trump, we would be in big trouble. Think of the hoopla that he rode in on, that Barack Obama rode in on. If Barack Obama had come out and he had just been a rock star, he passed Obamacare, but he gave it, across lines, across state lines, it actually did reduce the cost. People were not afraid to go in. Healthcare became affordable. And we were just sitting there going, well, it worked. If he had bailed out GM and we got money back as opposed to losing $10 billion, if Cash for Clunkers had worked to where, indigent people got cars and people got off the street and all of his policy, we would be in big trouble. Just think, if he had done what Trump did, where he moved the embassy in Israel, to Jerusalem, right? He did that. If he saved Carrier, if he brought manufacturing jobs back, I mean, he printed almost $10 trillion, he printed $9 trillion. Free money. If he had taken that money and he had invested it in America, and to the point where, did I say invested it? Invested in America to the point where, people were getting real jobs. If he hadn't said the new norm is going to be a 2% GDP and he blew the GDP out the door with 3% plus, 4% in some quarters. If he had attacked the trade issue and was if he had a fractious, we would be going, oh my gosh. I want you to understand, as opposed to losing in 2010, he would have owned Congress, both houses, had he done a fraction of that. It wasn't obstructionism that led to Obama's demise. It was Obama's policies. Trump, the demise, if you will, in 2018 for Trump had nothing to do with policy. The dude was a rock star for 2 years, growing jobs. Oh, that's Obama's economy. Says who? He had his own quotes. Trump can't say, he can't say, he's out there with a magic wand. He's talking about magic wands, and he can't bring manufacturing back, and the GDP is going to be where it is. And Trump comes in and goes, wipe it all away. Legacy gone. Boop. Just saying. It was strictly go after Trump. To put it in contrast, Obama was unsuccessful in his first 2 years, and he got creamed. Trump was successful in his first 2 years, and he got creamed. Only difference. One's a failure, one's a success. Democrats hated him. Now, the Democrats go, well, the Republicans were against Obama. That's why he was a failure. The Democrats were against Trump. He wasn't a failure. The Democrats had been against Trump from day one, and every single day, that dude makes you proud to be an American. Going back to nationalism. So, you got this unbelievable economy, and while this is going on, Democrats are telling the American public, I don't give a crap about your 401k. I don't give a crap about the lowest unemployment for women, blacks, Latinos. I don't give a crap that the wage gap is closing. I don't give any of it. I don't care that you have bonuses, that you're able to go to Christmas, that you're taking vacations, that your quality of life is improved. None of that matters to me. I've got to get Donald Trump. And if you think that the public at large isn't aware of this, you're wrong. You're wrong. Anyway, it's a fashionable thing to hate Donald Trump. It's fashionable. I saw every time I pull up an article, you know, like a list of talking, you know, things where we get for this, start prepping for the show. There'll be someone, oh, Hollywood, the girl, the woman from Star Wars hates Donald Trump. Some Holly weirdo. Somebody wants to remind us that Hollywood hates Trump. Let me explain this to you. All this is going to change. Democrats have been taught to hate Trump. This chick from Hollywood hasn't studied enough politically about Trump to fill a thimble. She's been taught to hate him. There is no reason to hate him except groupthink doesn't allow otherwise. Don't hate Trump and you get crucified. That's why impeachment hoax is so obvious, and that's what we'll be talking about when we come back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FAA Chief Stephen Dixon says a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft will likely not return to service until 2020. Speaking before a House Transportation Committee, Dixon says there's a number of processes and milestones that have to be completed.
When the 737 MAX is returned to service, it will be because the safety issues have been addressed and pilots have received all the training they need to safely operate the aircraft. This process is not guided by a calendar or schedule.
The Judiciary Committee in the Senate is continuing to question Inspector General Michael Horowitz regarding the Inspector General report that was released on Monday. Horowitz again says that the FBI probe was not fueled by political bias against President Trump, although he does say that a lot of the procedural errors and omissions by the FBI were troubling and raised civil liberty concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If I were the Democrats, I would not want the information about Donald Trump, the truth about Donald Trump, to leak out. It is all bad news for them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. All bad news. And we've got this IG report, which was little more than a CYA, as much as they could. I mean, this was a Comey on steroids with Hillary Clinton did all this stuff that never should have been done, but we don't see any intent. But the IG report can't quite say that. It alludes, well, there's some shenanigans here, you know, but it's smoke and mirrors, and it's all meant to throw you off. But here's the real problem the Democrats have with this, and you know it. I ain't going to tell you anything you don't already know. Because you, conservatives, listening to Kevin Jackson, you exercise a lot of common sense. And you know this. You know what I'm about to tell you. The Durham report, John Durham and the AG came out and says, look, I don't care what Horowitz said. He's wrong. Horowitz is a Democrat. I don't care what anybody says. These partisan hacks know the significance of what is about to happen. If two truths come out, either one of the two truths, the Democrats are done. The one truth is how great of a president Donald Trump is. They don't want that truth to come out. Thus, they have to hammer him. And the second truth is how devious and deceptive and scandalous the Democrats are. Either one of those truths comes out, and it's bad news. The Democrats have to wage war on two fronts. I want you to understand this from a military perspective. They have to wage war on two fronts. One, you got a very effective president, and two, you have a very devious group of people who know who they are, and they have never in the history of the Democratic Party, the modern history of this party, have they been at the precipice of being exposed to the degree that they are. They don't have the media to support them, not like they used to. People aren't listening to them. People aren't glued to Walter Cronkite or Dan Rather or anybody else. They get their news through their news sources. And so far, the Democrats have managed to kind of keep a lid on things, but they can't. Donald Trump he's defined them as fake news. He's his own media market. Anything that he tweets or says is going to go out there. And I'm just telling you, big deal. Now, I played a clip earlier of CNBC who said, well, you know, they don't want the truth to get out about this economy. The economy trumped the impeachment hearings. I'm going to tell you right now, there's been more discussion of this economy than there has been about these impeachment hearings. The impeachment hearings have been called a hoax. I told you guys, impeachment hoax is trending more than impeachment hearings. The clips that you'll see, and I'm not out there looking for any particular thing. The clips that are shown that come up in various Twitter feeds and all that, I'm not saying that the left doesn't have the equal thing, but the majority of stuff that comes up in the average feed are Gohmert, and other people blasting the Democrats and calling them, you know, scoundrels and liars. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. John Durham's report, he's conducting a broader investigation around this Russia probe. And here's what they said. Based on the evidence collected to date while our investigation is ongoing, let's just say ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusion as to the predication and how the FBI case was opened. In other words, John Durham is saying, you did not do a thorough job here. And let me tell you, before A.G. Barr and Durham got on the case, this thing was going to be rubber stamped. Boop, boop, no big deal. Another Comey.
While Hillary Clinton had, he said, she's not guilty.
He's trying to say they're not guilty. And all these leftists are taking this I.G. report, McCabe and Strzok, and they're all running out going, see, I told you. Well, it ain't over, sister. It ain't over. It's being exposed. And here's what's funny about the House Judiciary meetings is people are going, where's Schiff?
Professor Turley testified last week, presumption is no substitute for proof. The current legal case for impeachment is not just woefully inadequate, but in some respects dangerous and the basis for impeachment of an American president. Today, what we were supposed to get was what I love my friends on the majority of this committee said, Mueller. When we got the Mueller report, it didn't go real well. So we had a lot of hearings, didn't go real well. Then we finally got Bob Mueller, and they said, this is going to be the movie version. In fact, what happened, my colleagues on the majority had live readings from Capitol Hill. They made dramatic podcasts. They even wrote a comic book rendition that breathed life into the Mueller report, and it didn't work. So they brought Bob Mueller. This was the movie version. They told us Robert Mueller's testimony would be the thing that people watched and would be convinced. Guess what? They wasn't convinced. In fact, it fell flat. But you know, today, I guess, is the movie version of the Schiff report. Except one thing, the star witness failed to show up. Mr. Nunez is here. His staff is here. The leading headline is there, Schiff report. But where's Mr. Schiff? And Mueller, Robert Mueller testified. The Ken Starr report, Ken Starr testified, the author of the Schiff report is not here. Instead, he's sending his staff to do his job for him.
Welcome back. This is a charade, folks. This is a charade. This is one of these things that's to test you. Here's the good news. You are ready for this. You've trained for this. You understand it. The left, they're trying to figure it out. I want you to understand on the other side of the aisle, the lie side, see, there's truth and there's lies. On the lie side of the aisle, because this isn't about conservative or liberal. This isn't about Republican or Democrat. This is about truth and lies. On the lie side of the aisle, these people don't know how to handle it. They've been lied to their whole life, and they've been believing it. They've been taught to believe the lie. And then somebody comes and delivers truth. And they're delivering truth in a way that's making them go, well, that makes sense. The president sets foreign policy. We've got Joe Biden, who has been recorded. I mean, this isn't a question of if. Joe Biden is on record extorting the Ukrainians, and they've dismissed it. But have they? Because I say to you, it hasn't been dismissed. I say to you, it is a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, and the Democrats don't want to face it, but it has not been dismissed. This is a huge thing. And the Democrats, again, I come back to, what are they trying to do? They're trying to outlast you. Okay, let's stop for a minute. I'm going to interrupt classroom training for just a second and ask you a very simple question. Joe Biden made the comment, I'm going to take my, you know, either you better make a decision in 6 hours or I'm going to take this $1 billion and go home. Everybody knows in the context of what that was done. You know it. It was in the context of you stop this investigation of this corporation on which my son sits on the board. Now, Biden's thing has been, I didn't do anything to help my son get this job on the board. Okay, let's say you didn't. It would be like one of my sons called me up saying I'm on a board of blankety blank, and then I know the guy that's on the board. I wouldn't know that either, so I can give him that. I'll say, yeah, Joe, you may not have had anything to do with that. But when it came time for them to say, we're going to investigate your son, things changed dramatically. Biden publicly said, if you continue this investigation, I'm going to take my $1 billion and go home. Now, those are the facts. We can't even talk about that. It's not even being brought up in the mainstream media when it is. Well, I'm not going to say that. That's not the case. But they're soft peddling it. Biden has put it off limits to get to him. But there's other stuff brewing there. See, Biden, it's his turn. We've talked a little bit about this, quite a bit actually. It's his turn. If there was any shoe-in candidate for 2020 for the Democrats, it was Joe Biden. And Biden can't get any traction. In fact, I'm going to talk a little bit later in the broadcast about some of the crazy ideas Democrats have for the candidates that they want. This is shocking to me. It's shocking. So I want to go back to this premise. Biden has openly done what they're accusing Trump of, and the left are wanting to ignore it. They want you to believe that Trump is the one who's doing this. In fact, in a clip we got, we'll play it in the next hour, Biden actually alludes to this. It's Trump you should be looking at. And he's on tape. I'm trying to give you an idea of the pathology of somebody who knows that the candidate of their choice has done something and they want you to believe it's your guy. I want to try to put you in that mindset, because that's what these leftists want you to do. So they ignore the economy and what Trump has done. They try to project Biden back onto Trump and hope that they can sell it to you. Pretty soon, don't be surprised if they tell you it's Biden's economy. Does that help you kind of put things in perspective? Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk more about this kangaroo court.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But we were told also at the beginning that we would hear lawyers present evidence. Lawyers are going to come in here. Now, what normally happens, and I've been in some kangaroo hearings in courts, not my own when I was there, but I have been mistreated in hearings before, but I have never seen anything like this where we don't allow the fact witnesses to come in here. We have the lawyers come in and tell us what we're supposed to know about those witnesses and about their testimony and about their impression and what the law is.
That's Louie Gohmert from Texas talking about the outrage that he has over this nonsense. This kangaroo court, he eventually calls it. We'll play the rest of that clip here in a bit. There's not a court in the land that would allow what's happening in the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. Not a court in the land. And these people believe that, well, they don't. They don't believe they can overthrow the president. They believe they can keep enough of a wrinkle in things while they batten down the hatches, because the Democrats are in big trouble. I've talked about this earlier in the broadcast. I'll say it again. They have two big things to worry about. One, Trump's performance, and two, their own duplicitous nature. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Duplicitous nature of the Democrats. Covering that up. Watergate's nothing. The cover-up of all the things that are happening here. The reason why Schiff will not produce a fact witness is because there are no fact witnesses against Trump. The only fact witnesses that exist would put Democrats in prison. Donald Trump's performance doesn't help him. And let me explain something to you. I said it before, folks. I'll say it 1,000 times. If you are enjoying this economy now, wait. You're going to have more enjoyment. Again, for the 4th year since Donald Trump was president-elect and 3 years as president, you're going to see record numbers in retail. 4 years in a row. They predict an Armageddon. It will not happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen next year. The $2 trillion of bureaucratic nonsense that Trump got out of businesses that they now enjoy as profit is going to spur more economic activity in the United States. They said Canada lost 72,000 jobs. They said that was the equivalent of 500,000 in the United States. Something like that. Last year. They lost those jobs because they don't have an economy, an engine like the United States. They are going to fall on hard times, as are all these other countries. The United States is no longer going to be picking them up. So the $2 trillion that we got rid of in paperwork can now go to productive things. These people can now put, I'm talking about manufacturing, these companies can now put that effort back into their organizations. The second thing that's going to happen is the trade agreements. You're now going to enter, you're about to enter the 4th year of Donald Trump working on trade. This is about the time where you'll start to see the dividends. Meaning, the companies that were prepping for the trade influx that's going to happen. When you're losing $800 billion a year, and suddenly you stop losing even $200 billion of it, how many manufacturers does it take to make $200 billion worth of products? Quite a bit. All of them are going to be impacted positively. The ones that are taking a hit, Donald Trump's already subsidizing. So over the next few years, as that trade deficit starts to even out, you're going to see a big influx there. As manufacturing moves back to the United States and you start getting what they call either nearshore or onshore manufacturing, the price of your goods and services not only get cheaper, but that's not, manufacturing is not just about that. Manufacturing is about putting in the new bells and whistles. Let me explain it this way. When the Industrial Revolution occurred, that's what separated America from the rest of the world. Henry Ford is a person you should be thanking. Every day you get up, I don't care what car you drive, what TV you watch, what phone you have. His level of automation was revolutionary at the time, cutting costs, etc. That's what separated. That's where the United States went into hyperdrive over other economies. And while they were playing catch up, we were feasting. I mean, we were, I'm just saying, it was the roaring 20s because of the Industrial Revolution. We hit the Great Depression, but we fought out of it. Because, and you know why we were able to win the war? Because we had industrialized. We knew how to make things quick. No other country could compete. So anyway, let me shift back because I don't want to get too much into the economics of it. I want to go back to the IG report. So you got this IG report that really is a scathing condemnation of the FBI and these other agencies that they're trying to gloss over. And they may get away with it for a little while, but it's a temporary armistice because it's not a win by any means. Donald Trump can pound his chest and say, I told you these FBI people were cheating. But that's not going to solve our problem because we now have a thirst for blood. And it's rightful that we conservatives have a thirst for blood because we've seen what these people are willing to do, the lengths at which they're willing to go to get somebody out. That's what should be the most scary to all Americans, is what Schiff and Nadler and team are willing to do to take out the number one guy. Other countries are going, we don't even have to worry about doing anything to Trump or doing anything to America. They'll kill themselves. Leftists will kill themselves. They'll kill the country over an ideology. So that's where we stand. But John Durham will be issuing another set of reports, and these are likely to come with indictments. That's what's going to be the meat. Those have nothing to do with the Senate. They got nothing to do with Congress. They come directly from the AG. That's going to open up a whole new series of kick butt. And while that's brewing, let me tell you what's going to be happening for you and America. The stock market will likely continue to rise. The money that's coming back into this economy cannot be stopped at this point. And the reason why we have an advantage over every other country is because the size of the world's economy, we are well over 20, we are well over a quarter of it, of the world's economy. If the United States decided we were only going to do business with ourselves, we have the market for it. We do. We also have the products that other people want, planes and iPhones and a bunch of other stuff, that and technology. So we're always going to be still selling stuff to them. But if we just went to the consumer market and just said, let's just sell to ourselves, we feast. And the Democrats, they got to struggle with this because they don't have an answer. Their only answer is we must torpedo the economy. And let me tell you, this is why USMCA, which is a trade agreement between Mexico and the United States and Canada, is still sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk. She doesn't want this economy to improve. So let me go ahead and take it a step further. Black folks, black folks are at work in more numbers and massive numbers than at any time in history. Do you think the Democrats are happy about this? No. They're looking for a way to spend. Well, it's because of Barack Obama. No, it's not. Well, it's just connect whatever dots you want. That only happened during the time of Trump. They're not happy about it because black folks might leave them. They're not happy that women are feasting. Women were supposed to be losing their uteruses over, Trump. When Trump got elected, he was going to sell them on the black market, right? Who knows? Latinos are feasting. That wasn't supposed to happen. He was supposed to be deporting all of them. Even, get this, Muslims are doing well in America under President Trump. How in the world is that happening? This is their problem. They got to cheer for destruction and devastation. And so what you're witnessing with all these hearings is nothing more than the Democrats' hope to kick the can down the road. They're hoping and praying that something will happen that will allow them to gain a foothold again. And I'm going to tell you something right now, America. It isn't coming. There you out there. I know what you want. We want to see Schiff and Comey and Holder and Clinton and all of them. We want to see them doing a perp walk because you know what? They have really sold us out. And you're very close to a lot of that. But just hang in there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.